lot of it was clarifying language and ensuring that we were more in line with state law. The significant piece of news here, I think, Ed, is that we have authorized firefighters to issue citations in the case of violations of the fireworks ordinance. So our firefighters who will be on duty and patrolling along with police on the 4th of July and on either side of that date will have the ability to cite folks who are in violation of the ordinance.
What's prompted all of this?
You know, I mean, it's interesting. Over the course of my services as mayor, I think folks have become sort of increasingly frustrated with our lack of enforcement. And that lack of enforcement has, in some ways, was in response to a lack of interest, as it were, on the part of council and some folks in the community to really do much. But over the course of the last several years, folks have become, I think, more and more concerned about enforcement and have an expectation that we'll actually enforce the ordinance. And so we're engaging in that activity this year. We'll be enforcing the ordinance. That'll be challenging on a number of fronts. There are folks who are certainly going to be disappointed that we're enforcing the ordinance, but I think my sense of the community will is that they'd like to have more controls over the use of fireworks and the noise that's associated with it and the consequences, and we'll see how it plays out.
Is it just the noise? Are we talking about pet trauma as well, air quality issues associated with the gunpowder?
You know, there are a number of things. There are air quality issues, there are safety issues, there are noise issues, and some of the noise, frankly, affects human beings as much as it affects pets. And, you know, I think all those things combine in a way that suggests in a city like Missoula, Montana today, blowing up ordnance in an urban setting is not the most appropriate activity anymore.
This is being described as zero tolerance. That's pretty line in the sand language.
Well, you know, and really that's what the community and council have asked us to do. There's not a lot of ambiguity here. I mean, you're either in compliance with the ordinance or you're not. And this is a case where council isn't particularly interested in us exercising discretion, which we have done over the course of the last number of years. You know, it's all been generally complaint-driven, and, you know, we've erred on the side of offering warnings in the past, and that strategy has led to what I think folks believe is an escalation in the use of fireworks. So this year, I appreciate all the public education we can get out there. We're not interested in citing folks, but we will cite folks. Our goal isn't to issue citations, but if you're in violation of the law and we get a complaint or we witness you in action, we're going to have to respond.
Are some fireworks okay? Are sparklers okay? Are those little black snakes okay?
The ordinance calls out the fireworks. In fact, there was an effort last night to suggest that sparklers could be okay. What's in place today, another distinction I'll draw, is what's in place today is an emergency ordinance, and then council is actually going to consider a longer-term ordinance where they may actually consider allowing sparklers or other types of fireworks that don't make noise, et cetera.
This does not affect professional displays, right?
Correct. Professional displays are... There are a number of regulations that govern those displays, and folks can certainly continue to enjoy those on the 4th of July because they'll be going on.
I understand an idea was kicked around to open up designated times, windows, as it were, to set off fireworks, but that didn't fly. How come?
Boy, you know, anecdotally, we did some investigating in other communities where they've engaged in that sort of one-day free-for-all, and it sounded to us like it caused more harm than good.
And as you have already mentioned and well know, this is making some people very unhappy. They're saying fireworks are as old as America itself, and banning them shows zero tolerance for people who wish to use them, have fun with them, and express their patriotism.
You know, there are lots of places outside the city limits where folks can still express themselves with the use of fireworks. Those opportunities will continue to exist. And there are plenty of ways to express our appreciation for our independence in other ways. And, you know, in this representative republic of ours, part of the puzzle here is having a majority make some rules. And in this case, the majority has done that. I mean, it's interesting. Last night at our public hearing regarding this issue, we had two folks speak. One is a citizen of Missoula. One lives outside of the city of Missoula and sells fireworks. And they both spoke in opposition.
Oh, really? And that was actually my next question. How does this affect operators of those fireworks stand? Are those allowed in Missoula city limits to begin with or not?
You know, they're allowed in pockets of the county that exists in the city. So, for example, Pink Grizzly operates within, it's an island within the city limits. Huh. So that's why Pink Grizzly operates there.
I see. And that does not affect their business, obviously, because they're in that pocket there.
Right, and you know, and the fireworks vendors get to sell whatever they're allowed by law to sell, and we're not affecting that at all.
And if you're found in violation, a first ticket will cost you what, and will there be a warning, or is it immediately?
You know, we're back to that notion of zero tolerance, and council has asked that we not use discretion. So if you violate the law and you're caught, you're going to get a citation for $100. And a second offense would be, I think the number is $350 off the top of my head.
Man, that's pretty stiff, huh?
It is. I think the sense here is that we want to be serious about it.
I would also imagine this campaign is going to cost the city police department a lot in both human resources and overtime.
You know, we're going to spend some money on overtime. I haven't looked at the numbers in a couple of weeks, but it's, I think, something on the order of $7,000 or something like that in overtime. And we've always spent money on a campaign around letting folks know that fireworks actually are illegal in the city of Missoula. And that's been more of an educational campaign. And this year we're making folks aware that they're not only illegal, but we're going to enforce the code.
Last question, Mr. Mayor. Do you know if any other communities in Montana have this sort of policy, or are we kind of paving the way here?
I actually don't know. Off the top of my head, I do know that other communities have tried the amnesty period, for example, with really mixed results. Each community is unique. The beauty of Missoula is that, among other things, we are a remarkably dog-friendly city, and folks care very much for their animals, and that is certainly one of the issues around fireworks and noise, and maybe other communities are in the same boat. I don't know, but We got to do what we got to do based on what we're hearing from the folks we serve. We hope it's easy for you to comply. Council will be considering a permanent ordinance, and there may be some opportunity there for compromise around fireworks or displays that don't make noise. So provided that they're not noisy and not jeopardizing anyone's safety, there may be some room to breathe there, and I think some council members might be interested in hearing about that.
And those deliberations are coming, what, mid-July, is that right?
Yeah, that'd be my hunch, yeah.
John Engen, mayor of the city of Missoula, Montana, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. Take care.